party.
Let's go.
KZIA FM and HD1. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Iowa City.
My friends are famous.
My friends are famous, yeah.
My friends are famous.
Spending the afternoon with your new BFFs. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
My friends are famous.
On C102.9.
Do you ever wake up in the morning and crawl out of bed and look at yourself in the mirror for the first time and you're like, I don't actually look like that, do I?
Yeah, that happens. What, how many days a week? There's seven of the days of the week.
I had quite a frightening moment this morning. So to give a little backstory, yesterday on the side of the top, like bridge of my nose, mm-hmm. I could feel a zit coming. All right. It was one of those deep ones.
Where it starts to hurt.
It hurts, but there's no physical proof.
That it's there. But you know it's coming.
Yes, I could feel it. So I thought I was being proactive, and I put one of those zit patches on my nose. And I slept with it on because I was like, yeah, that's going to be, I'm going to wake up and it's going to be gone. Perfect. That's what happens on TikTok.
Suck it all out.
Yeah. It's going to be super satisfying to peel it off. I woke up this morning and I was giving Avatar, okay? I don't know if it was the placement of the zit, but you know when that happens when you get one in a place and it starts to swell and you're like, I don't know if anybody else can see this right now, but my face looks real messed up. It was terrifying.
I always get them right at the tip of my nose, so I swear to God, I look like Rudolph.
Or that. I've had them in my eyebrow before where it like almost makes your eyelid swell, and you're like, what do I do? Because you can't touch it, and your face, it may be the tiniest thing, but it just looks so off. That is how I feel today.
Did you ever get to convince your mom to not let you go to school because of a zit?
Ooh, I don't know if I ever did.
I had a couple friends whose mom would let them not go to school because they had like a zit that was like too big or whatever that they got to be out for the day.
Can I call into work next time I have a big swollen zit?
And how is that going to go with the boss? Hi, I'm not coming in today. Why? Because I got a big giant zit on my nose.
And I don't look like me. So that means I can't come into work. I'm going to try it.
Let me know how it goes. I'll see you then, though.
I will.
Here we go!
Those Girls in the Afternoon. Z102.9.
Have you seen people on TikTok talking about being an it girl?
Yes,
there's
I have.
Always like, oh, this celebrity is such an it girl right now. She's mm-hmm. cool. She's effortless. She's hot. Everybody likes her. How do we make that our reality?
I would love to be the it girl.
It's my dream. Well, and I'm hoping that this will help because I also saw this on TikTok because another girl was in the same boat where she's like, how do I like just have that type of energy that people just are drawn to me? And then she started talking about the Marilyn Monroe effect. So there's five clear and precise rules.
Go on.
Basically, because, you know, Marilyn Monroe, when you think of her, it was like she could be wearing sweatpants, but it was mm-hmm. more the energy she brought that she was just like mesmerizing almost.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So this is about how you carry yourself, because a lot of psychologists say that being attractive is really just about your body language.
No, I've heard that.
Let's get into the five rules. Number one, have open body language.
I got my paper, sorry.
Oh, good,
go
good,
on.
Good.
Open body language?
Have open body language. So it can be really easy. Like, okay, let's just
like think. Don't have your arms crossed.
Yeah, let's think if you're at a bar for all of these, you don't want to be staring down at your phone. You want to be approachable. You want to, like you said, don't be crossing your arms. That kind of gives off the effect of like, don't talk to me. Number two is to make eye contact with people. Now, I've heard you say this before. I think it was maybe at the gym that you, if somebody makes eye contact with you, you have the urge to just look away.
Immediately look down.
Because it's awkward.
Yeah, 100%.
You got to fight that urge. And when you catch somebody's glance, you got to look at them back. And then if it progresses, it does. If not, then you had a moment with a stranger. Number three is that you should walk slowly and control your body movement. So when you're rushing around, it may look like, oh, I'm too busy. Don't approach me. or if you're on the phone flailing your arms around, you would never see Marilyn Monroe doing that. She was always just like so calm and approachable for
just don't do
reason.
This at the mall near the mall walkers because you're going to tick them
they
off.
They definitely would fail at that rule. Number four is to position yourself properly in the room. So as easy as it is for me to go hide in the corner.
That's what I do.
And just people watch. You got to make yourself the focus. You got to be in the center of the room. You got to be moving around the room. And the last rule for the Marilyn Monroe effect is to smile back at people. So if you see someone and you fight that urge to look away and they smile, you're supposed to smile back. And then apparently you're the hot it girl, just like Marilyn Monroe.
Okay. I mean, these notes are actually not that hard.
Can you make this happen?
The eye thing is already hard for me. I don't know why I can't, just giving people eyes, my eyes is hard.
Maybe you should start wearing sunglasses.
I could do that.
That would be baby steps.
Baby steps. In the dark bar, I'm wearing sunglasses.
Super approachable.
Destiny and Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
One of those words that's floating around that I don't think is going anywhere is situationship.
I hear it a lot on TikTok.
It was big in 2023. It actually made the short list for Word of the Year, but didn't end up winning for the Oxford English Dictionary. But situationships, I feel like it is totally all the rage with Gen Z and maybe even younger millennials where you're in a relationship, but there's no title on it, maybe. Mm. It's a situation, but neither or one side doesn't want to take the next step and make it official is how I perceive it. And if you're in one of those, Valentine's Day is, a month and 10 days, if that makes you sweat.
Wow.
But I feel like with a situationship, you maybe don't know if you're supposed to like get that person something.
Yeah, you don't.
Because you don't want to seem like too much, but also you don't want to show up empty-handed and the other person shows up with a gift.
100%.
Got something for you. If you've been to the stores recently, the Valentine's Day candy is out. I walked past it today and I bought some Reese's personally. But you know the little conversation hearts?
Those are my favorite.
Adorable. Taste like chalk, but they're cute.
I actually think they taste good.
Ew. Well, you'll love this then. They, this season, are going to be selling boxes of situationship hearts.
Ooh, okay.
Here's the thing. I feel like they could have taken it there with this, but it's the exact same thing as their normal candy. They're just blurry and they're hard to read. Like situationships.
That's hilarious.
Mixed signals. And it actually sounds like these are misprints that like got messed up. And this is them repurposing.
Oh my God, they're not wasting them. That's
which is
genius.
Great. But I'm kind of thinking like, I know your dating life is full of
situations.
What would an
less
accurate
ships, but a lot of situations.
Lots of situations. What should have been on these?
Wow. I would have put, what's your snap? As you know how I feel about that.
Uh-huh.
Send a pic.
Yes.
And I would put these on two different ones, but they kind of are basically the same thing, which is come over.
Yeah.
And I want to cuddle.
Ew.
Or I need a cuddle buddy.
Ew.
Cuddle your... Go get a stuffed animal, dude. Like, I don't want to cuddle you.
They need to, like, print these on the candies so that we can buy them and chuck them at these Playboy's houses.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
2024, is it going to be the year that you find love?
God, I hope so.
Okay. I'm here to be as supportive as I can of your dating life in 2024.
Thank you, bestie.
Because I'm sick of hearing how bad it is in 2023.
She's tired of hearing about it. That's true. Yeah, I think you are. Because I come in every day and I'm like, God, it's awful.
Yeah, so I feel like with the new year, it's nice to maybe think about different things. Think about different ways you can meet people.
Okay.
And improve your dating life. Coming from me, I don't know why you should trust it, but... That's what
hey,
I'm
you
for.
Have somebody, so I will trust anybody at this point.
Okay. Well, I didn't come up with these myself. They're actually the 2024 dating trends from Bumble, which I know
I use.
You do have on your phone. And these aren't necessarily trends like ghosting and all of those okay. like hoity-toity ones. This is more just some things to think about in 2024 because they say it's going to be the year of self. So there's more people looking inward at what they value and what they want out of a partnership. Not so much you saying, well, I need this, 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 and then like a long list of things you need out of somebody. You're looking inward and considering what you value most. So I've got three trends for you today.
Okay.
Number one is that more people are going to be considering hard launch dating. Biggest hard launch of last year was Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
There was really no soft launch. There was no breadcrumbs or clues that they were dating. They just appeared out together. So that is one way to think about hard launches, and that could mean we'll have more unexpected couples this year. But also, they say hard launch dating is when you openly express that you're starting to date again. So telling everybody, you're already doing this.
I've already been doing that.
If the people that you know and love and they care about you.
Oh, they know.
If they know you're single.
Oh, they know.
They do. But they're more likely to think of you if they have a cute friend that is also single or dating, or they have a new dating app that works for them.
You know what's funny is... I was out at a lunch with a friend over the weekend and I was telling her like how bad dating has been going. She's like, you know, I don't have anyone, but what about your ex? And I was like, no. She's like, he's still single. And I said, She's talking about the one that I dated in high school that cheated on me with a coworker.
Still not over it.
Clearly.
No. Okay, so you're kind of already doing that hard launch dating. But once you do get into that relationship, no reason to cut corners. Just go ahead. Hard launch that relationship.
Okay.
Next thing is that singles are raising their standards thanks to their favorite books. So in the last year, we have seen
110%
hashtag book talk on TikTok all over the place. So there was a relationship expert that says a lot of her patients are reading love stories because it's a great way for them to keep seeking something more than just a drunk guy at the bar being like, oh, you're so pretty. It raises your standards almost, romanticizes.
That's what I was going to say.
The possibility of a partner. So pick up another book and raise your standards. That's what we're doing in 2024. And the last one, I think you're really going to like this. And I kind of almost want to challenge you to do it. Single people are starting to vision board date. We've been talking about vision boards.
Okay.
The Morning Scramble is doing vision boards inspired by one of the listeners. But... really like putting it out there, putting it on paper, the things that you want from your dating life, the same way that you would for a regular vision board for 2024. And with that, if let's say you're not allowed to leave me, but if you were had big dreams of like moving to New York City, that's
Chicago.
Something people put on their vision board is a picture of the Bean or whatever is in Chicago. Then to take action with that, the single people are changing their location on dating apps to that city, to Chicago, because if they match with somebody and they make plans to meet up,
that's
the sign that like you should at least take a visit. And if it works out, it works out. If not, it was a fun trip.
I do want to move to Chicago.
Okay. It was nice knowing you then.
So I'm going to change my location to Chicago.
If she disappears tomorrow, you all know why.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Sometimes it feels nice to just type out your problems and ask for help. It's okay because that's what we're here for. Dear Destiny, you can always send your current quibble, problem, whatever it is, to thosegirls@kzia.com, and we will make sure that a solution is brought to you by Destiny. Today, we've got one from a gentleman.
Dear Destiny, I'm in a newer relationship and I've come to realize she wants to text all day long. While I'm working, while I'm playing video games, while I'm watching Netflix, it's constant. I don't feel like we need to talk 24/7. What should I do?
Oh, good question. Wow.
That is definitely a deep one.
Been there too, where I'm like, I'm at work, bro. Leave me alone. I think my best advice would be to, it's super easy, especially, at least I know how to do it on an iPhone, but my best advice would be to block her at those moments that you don't want to talk to her. It's super simple on like an iPhone. It's like one little switch, but block her while you're at your job or when you're doing the Netflix or you're playing video games. Block her so that you don't get those notifications mm-hmm. and you don't get those phone calls or whatever. Block her. And then when you're like, okay, yeah, I do want to talk to her, then you can unblock her.
Okay.
And that will be very simple. Now, I know she's probably going to ask you about that. She might catch on to some things.
Yeah, why aren't you answering me?
Just tell her, I don't know, I guess I would lie and be like, oh, there's something wrong with your phone.
Okay.
Because everybody's got something wrong with their phone, so she's probably going to end up believing that anyways, you know?
You got a point there. Okay, Dr. Destiny's diagnosis is to block and lie the girlfriend that wants to text all day through all activities. But we want to hear from you.
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
If you've got a problem, this is the place to start solving it, and that is Dear Destiny. We got a problem sent to us over email at thosegirls@kzia.com today from a guy who's in a newer relationship, and you know, the further he's gotten into it, he's realized his girlfriend wants to text constantly, whether he's at work or out with friends or even just like watching Netflix. He feels like she wants to talk 24/7 and he doesn't feel like that is super necessary. So Destiny's advice was,
I say block her when you're at work, when you're watching Netflix, when you're, you know, playing the video games, when you don't want to be bothered, block her phone number.
And then
if she happens to ask, you know, what's going on, you just, you know, lie and be like, oh, I think it's your phone or something. Okay. That's just what I would do.
Well, we opened it up to get outside advice. Jan, what do you think he should do?
He should not block her. He should, like, listen to, or, like, just not respond. Like, lack of response. And then respond when he can. And that would train her to not text him all the time.
If you've got a problem, Destiny can solve it. Email thosegirls@kzia.com. Z102.9. Just so you know, messing up is their middle name. It's bloopers. With those girls in the afternoon.
This is the top dating deal break. What? Blooper.
Hello.
I'm a robot. I mean, you haven't heard.
Sooner than we think where your parents, your dogs understand what you're saying. I wish it was spookier out there.
Why?
It looks like a nice summer day, honestly.
Oh, no. Goose, like goblins.
Goose.
I meant to say ghost.
No ghosts, no goblins, no geese either, actually.
Those goose, they be scary.
They do be hanging around here. Was it Zac Efron, Justin Bieber, or Nick Jonas? Bieber, whatever.
81 to... I meant that was this afternoon.
Oh, like right now.
Yeah, I'm at a little around 62, not 81. You know what I meant.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Is today Tuesday? I don't even know what day it is.
Hello?
Kids forgetting.
Struggle buzz over there.
I kept forgetting to turn my microphone on. My hand kept slipping. Go on, Queen.
It's a mess. Tuesday. What's today? Today's Tuesday. Good Lord.
And then Friday, that chance of showers and thunderstorms back in the forecast.
Podcast.
Ooh, in the podcast.
What?
High near 78. Take it over. I don't know what I was trying to say.
It's going to rain. I've known it since the moment I woke up. Woke up.
Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 43.
Mostly sad?
I was...
Aww.
It's a mostly sad Wednesday.
It's pretty hard to come by.
Okay, well, listen to the morning scramble. Lady J. Listen to Lady J.
Lady J. 10 to 3 weekdays. We love Lady J.
Tina says, picking your nose.
That's
not me.
If you're spending 34s over 30, I am so disgusted. I'm distressed.
Ashley, Tanya, Brittany, Caitlin, all texted in. Guess what? You on the naughty list. Or nice. I meant nice.
That right there is how you ruin Christmas.
Seriously, can you believe these two do this every day? Like every day?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon. Weekdays 3 until 7 on Z102.9.
Just so you know, messing up is their middle name. It's bloopers with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Tonight, pretty calm overnight with a low around 46.
Whoa. She said 46?
I did. I don't know what
Go
happened.
Go on.
Yep, tomorrow going to be sunny, high near 67. Sunday, mostly Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 63. Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 60. I don't know what. I don't know what's going on.
It's your PG-13 weather forecast. Right now, it's 57 in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. They're playing along with our silly
shenanigans.
Our shenanigans. Exactly that. And the shenanigans, I almost can't say that. Our shenanigans right now are...
You're making me nervous. For that $50 gift card to Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse, give us a call. 319-521. That's my phone number.
Whoops. Don't call her.
Don't call me. 319-200-1029.
Let's take caller number 4. I'll go ahead and say it this time, just in case, for privacy reasons. 319-200-1029. Caller number 4.
I forgot to turn the microphones on.
It's like step 1 of being a radio DJ. Day 5,007. Doesn't know how to turn the microphone on. Go on.
Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near... I am in the wrong. It said 71, and I was like, that's not right.
What are you looking at, Florida?
I was in Texas.
Oh. So, I'm like, wow, that's like pretty good for December 1st.
That got me really excited. Okay, let me give you the correct forecast. It's not going to be 45 tonight. Rain and snow likely tonight.
Wow.
With a low around 29. That is so embarrassing.
We must.
3 to 6 p.m. We'll see you then tomorrow.
37!
37!
Seriously, can you believe these two do this every day?
Like every day?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon. Weekdays 3 until 7 on Z102.9.